Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
In today's show, Bitcoin witnesses its first seven-week losing streak in history. I'll be sharing with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. In breaking news, President Nayib Bukele announces 44 countries will meet in El Salvador today to discuss Bitcoin. As it reveals here, 32 central banks and 12 financial authorities in 44 countries will meet in El Salvador to discuss financial inclusion, digital economy, banking, the unbanked, the Bitcoin rollout, and its benefits in our country. And he goes on to list all of those banks and central banks, including the Central Bank of Egypt, Central Bank of Jordan, and Central Bank of Nigeria. And as shared here by Plan B, December 2021, I was still hoping for a second leg of the bull market, but in quarter 1, 2022, it became clear that this Bitcoin bull market was over. We entered a bear market since April 2021 peak. Yes, all-time high was November 2021. Now we are creating a bottom. Then the bull market will start. Bitcoin cycles. And as shared here by Dylan LeClaire, Bitcoin supply last active 1+ years ago is at an all-time high in both absolute and percentage terms. 12,400,000 Bitcoin has not moved in over a year, equating to 65% of the circulating supply. And as Crypto Tony shares, bearish engulfing candle on Bitcoin going into the range high will need to flip $31,000 into support for continuation up. Until then, we are back in the range. Also in today's show, with 80,000 Bitcoin gone, what's left in Luna's reserve wallet? As of Saturday, May 7, 2022, the Luna Foundation Guard held a reserve consisting of the following assets, which they break down, including over 80,000 in Bitcoin. And then they update us here. The foundation is looking to use its remaining assets to compensate remaining users of UST, smallest hodlers first, sold 33,206 Bitcoin for an aggregate of 1.6 billion UST. Also in today's show, veteran investor Bill Miller remains bullish on the King Crypto and confirms he still has a lot of Bitcoin. That's right. Fame value investor and manager Bill Miller says he had a lot of Bitcoin and not sold any despite the recent crypto sell-off, and he insisted that investors should put some of their liquid net worth into the cryptocurrency. Also in today's show, top crypto analyst predicts Bitcoin rally and says momentum is now swinging in favor of the bulls. As Pentoshi shares here, for Bitcoin, I think we can squeeze the $34,000 if this $31,000 area is flipped to support. For now, this be my bias point to trade off. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. We have a lot to cover as usual, so let's dive right in to the top five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Let's start with number one, record weekly downside greets the bulls. That's right, sense of caution amongst traders is palpable this week after the past 7 days of upended market expectations. When blockchain protocol Terra's Luna and Terra UST tokens imploded, their decline ricocheted throughout the crypto markets, and Bitcoin was naturally no exception. After dipping to its near realized price of just below $24,000, the king crypto staged something of a V-shaped recovery to bounce to $31,000 in the following few days. Now that strength, however, now appears limited as $30,000 proves to be a stubborn level to win over for good. And as Crypto Tony shares here, good morning legends and hustlers, bearish engulfing candle on Bitcoin going into the range high will need to flip $31,000 into support for continuation up. Until then, we are back in the range. And he also shares Bitcoin update. This for me is the best scenario on Bitcoin due to the rejection and three wave confirmation. We either drop to new lows from here or we complete the C wave flat and pump once more. If you are a scalper, this will be a heaven for you over the next few days. And as Nunya Business shares, Bitcoin weekly at halvings, price has been considerably below all time high. Makes me sad. Different this time? What are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the second factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, the US dollar currency index just won't quit as Davos looms. That's right. Last week saw the Fed grapple with inflation, rate hikes, and geopolitical strife, all factors that were ironically eclipsed almost immediately by Terra. By contrast, no announcements of such significance are expected this week, but the underlying tensions have not gone away. As such, the Russia-Ukraine war, inflation, and measures being undertaken to mitigate it remain the topic for central banks around the world. This will no doubt be a major topic of the World Economic Forum as the 2022 event begins on May 22nd, which leads us to our next breaking story of the day. President Nayib Bukele announces 44 countries will meet in El Salvador today to discuss Bitcoin. As he shares in this tweet, 32 central banks and 12 financial authorities from 44 countries will meet in El Salvador to discuss financial inclusion, digital economy, banking the unbanked, the Bitcoin rollout, and its benefits in our country. This is absolutely huge news. And he actually goes on to list some of these central banks, which include Paraguay, Madagascar, we got Haiti, Honduras, we got Costa Rica, we have Ecuador, we have Egypt, Jordan, Nigeria, and the list goes on and on. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, Tether crawls back from a 5% depegging. That's right. Regardless of upcoming events, it is the ghost of last week's mayhem that is still haunting the market today on May 16th. The aftermath of the collapse of UST and Luna tokens is not yet fully understood as data continues to trickle in about both the breakdown of the company's plans to mitigate the fallout, which I'm going to be covering in great detail here shortly. As blockchain backer shares here, last week there was a devastating hit on Luna and UST. We don't know the complications of this and who took collateral damage from it yet. Were there other treasuries exposed to this? Has the Luna Foundation Guard sold off all of their Bitcoin reserves, or is there more left? We don't know. Now for the fourth factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, and that is mass adoption by the institutions buying up Bitcoin. That's right. In a new analysis released on May 16th, Ki Jung Yu, CEO of analytics platform CryptoQuant, highlighted interest from institutional investors as a key phenomenon, a Bitcoin between $25,000 and $30,000. He explained that while Luna's debacle had forced bids down towards $25,000, overall bids have remained the same for a year. Not only that, but those bids can now be mitigating the sell-offs related to Terra. As he shares here, if you see the Bitcoin USD order book heat map for Coinbase, it's pretty thick bid walls since the latest bear market in May 2021. He noted, I think institutions tried to stack Bitcoin from $30,000, but had to rebuild the bid walls at $25,000 due to the unexpected Luna Foundation Guard selling. Now for the fifth factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, Bitcoin addresses growth contrasts sentiment woes. That's right. It is likely not surprising that crypto market sentiment remains on the floor, reflecting nerves over price stability. The crypto greed and fear index is firmly in extreme fear territory this week at 14 out of 100, which you can see right here. Now check this out. Having hit a historical bottom territory last week, the recovery has been conspicuously less robust than the original fall, which took the index from 27 out of 100 to 10 out of 100 in 5 days, which is the lowest we've seen it in a very long time. And as sentiment analytics shares here, Bitcoin is hovering just above $28,000 since dropping to these levels 12 hours ago. The silver lining to this 33% drop the past 3 weeks is that Bitcoin's address activity has remained steady. The divergence between addresses and price is at a 16-month high. And as on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire points out, Bitcoin supply last active 1+ years ago is at an all-time high in both absolute and percentage terms. 12.4 million BTC has not moved in over a year, equating to over 65% of the circulating supply. Hashtag HODL. And as Plan B updates us here, December 2021, I was still hoping for a second leg of the bull market, but in Q1 2022, it became clear that this Bitcoin bull market was over. We entered a bear market since April 2021 peak. Yes, the all-time high was November 2021. Now we are creating a bottom. Then the bull market will start. Bitcoin cycles. And before I break down next story of the day, 80,000 Bitcoin gone. So what is left in Luna's reserve wallet? But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, it's currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down 1% for the day, maintaining just above $29,600. We have Ether down about 2.5%, maintaining just above $2,000, while Solana, Polkadot, Binance Coin, Avalanche, Cardano, and XRP all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The Terra saga continues. In a Twitter thread, the team behind the failed algorithmic stablecoin Terra USD and the token Luna shared precisely how much Bitcoin and crypto assets they had disposed of. The Luna Foundation guard also promised to compensate remaining users of USD, the smallest hodlers first, with the remaining assets. Now, in summary, 80,081 Bitcoin, or 99.61% of the Bitcoin that the Luna Foundation guard guarded, has exited the fund. The group confirmed the sale of over 33,200 Bitcoin for an aggregate of 1.1 billion UST in a tweet, and the remaining 47,188 Bitcoin is not accounted for, while 313 Bitcoin remains in the reserve. Now, interestingly, the Luna Foundation guard has not sold a single BNB or Avalanche token, holding around 40,000 and 2 million of each, respectively. Now, this graphic outlines the remaining tokens in the Luna Foundation Guard Reserve, which you can see here. Bitcoin, as of May 7th, they had over 80,000 BTC. And now, as of May 16th, they're down to 313 BTC. Now, the reason behind the disposal and sale of cryptocurrency in the Luna Foundation Guard Reserve was to support the health of the Terra ecosystem, as they point out here on Crypto Twitter, consistent with its nonprofit mission and focus on the health of the Terra ecosystem. Beginning on May 8th, when the price of UST began to drop substantially below $1, the foundation began converting this reserve to UST. Now, the counterparty that group used has not been named. Cointelegraph experts have compiled an analysis on the Terra ecosystem implosion, questioning the long-term viability of these type of stable coins. Meanwhile, crypto enthusiasts with stake Luna tokens should see their tokens return to their wallets in the next 20 days. However, they will be worth less, as Luna's price has fallen over 99% since its highs, currently sitting at 0.000. Two. That's right, a fraction of a fraction of a penny. Now, what was once a $50 billion ecosystem has now a total reserve balance of just $82 million. So do you think there is any saving Terra slash Luna, which has just hit its death spiral, as well as the Terra USD not so stable coin, which is now trading less than 9 cents and nowhere near a dollar? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, veteran investor Bill Miller remains bullish on Bitcoin and confirms he has a lot of BTC. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.2 trillion with $89 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 44.5%, with the Ether dominance at 19.1%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have ZEC up 14%, trading at virtually nothing, followed by Kusama up 13%, trading at $81.52, followed by Neem up 6%, trading at 5.8 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past week, we only have two in the green, as there is a sea of red. And those two gainers are Maker, up about 38%, and XCN, up about 30%. And I already shared with you the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, showing we're currently rated a 14 out of 100 in extreme fear. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Fame value investor Bill Miller is still bullish about Bitcoin despite the recent price declines. He confirmed in a new interview on CNBC on Thursday that he owns a lot of Bitcoin and hasn't sold any. That's right, HODL be thy name. Miller is the founder of Miller Value Partners and currently serves as its chairman and chief investment officer. He manages the firm's opportunity equity and income strategy funds. Prior to Miller Value Partners, he co-founded Legg Mason Capital Management, and he explained that if Bitcoin goes down to half its current price, he wouldn't be surprised due to its volatility. However, I would be grim because I own a lot of it, the fund manager said. When Miller was asked, are you selling any Bitcoin? Have you sold any? He replied, the short answer is no. However, he clarified that he sometimes sells stuff to meet margin calls. I have sold stuff to meet margin calls because I am always on margin, and the stuff that you'll sell is the stuff that is very, very liquid for me anyways, he explained without mentioning Bitcoin specifically. Now commenting on investors losing money amid this crypto sell-off last week, Miller said, if people have lost a lot of money in crypto, they have been speculating on the stuff that they don't know anything about, especially if they are surprised to have lost money because most of the ICOs that came around in 2017 have gone to zero. There are currently over 20,000 cryptocurrencies, according to CoinMarketCap, Miller said. All except for Bitcoin, including Ethereum, have competition. He noted that he does not have the expertise to evaluate all crypto projects, but is comfortable with Bitcoin. That's right, Bitcoin is the king for a reason. Miller was also asked if he thinks Bitcoin is a buy at $29,000, and he responded, I haven't heard of a good argument about why you wouldn't put 1% of your liquid net worth into Bitcoin. I personally feel that is extremely conservative. And he also added that it is especially true if you lived in countries like Venezuela, Argentina, Lebanon, Turkey, Nigeria, Iraq, Ukraine, and Russia. The famed investor noted Russia lost 50% of their reserves when the U.S. decided it's going to sanction them. He said in March that this is very bullish for Bitcoin, and Miller previously called Bitcoin an insurance against financial catastrophe. That's right. Protect your money from the doom and gloom of this crazy world that we live in by putting it in to the king crypto and keep stacking them stats. Let's get it. And before I break down our final story of the day, top crypto analyst predicts Bitcoin rally and says momentum is now swinging in favor of the bulls. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple iTunes, to Google Play. And of course, if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A closely tracked crypto strategist and trader says that a Bitcoin rally is now in sight as he believes momentum is swinging to the side of the Bitcoin bulls. Let's go. Synonymous crypto analyst Pentoshi tells his 547,000 Twitter followers that bears are exerting a lot of effort to push the price of Bitcoin down, but it's not getting the desired result. The crypto strategist shares an inverted chart of Bitcoin, which shows extremely high trading volume but very low movement in price. Quoting him here, Bitcoin, why is it rounding like that? Why so much volume into the highs? A lot of coins changing hands on very high effort, but are the sellers being rewarded at that price? It doesn't look like it. And according to the strategist, the inability of the bears to drive the value of Bitcoin lower despite the higher selling pressure suggests that momentum is about to swing in favor of the bulls. As he shares here, markets are like a pendulum. Momentum swings and then there is a moment where it stops. Point is, it quite often looks like this, even if temporary, when one side finally gets too aggressive, but it doesn't yield results. Pendulum swings the other way. Now, Pentoshi says that Bitcoin can gather more bullish momentum if the king crypto can convert $31,000 resistance into support. As he shares here, for Bitcoin, I think we can squeeze the $34,000 if this $31,000 area is flipped to support. For now, this being my bias point, the trade-off. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst that we're likely to see a $34,000 Bitcoin bounce. And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, I shared with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, as well as 80,000 Bitcoin gone. So what's left in Luna's reserve wallet? We also discussed veteran investor Bill Miller remaining bullish on the king crypto and confirming he still has a lot of Bitcoin, as well as top crypto analyst predicts Bitcoin rally and says the momentum is now swinging in favor of the bulls. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Silver XT wrote, I'm dollar cost averaging down. Currently average cost is 41,000. Waiting for paycheck to lower average cost to 35,000. If Bitcoin stays at the current cost or close to it for the next 2 weeks, get it fam. Keep stacking them sats. And our next featured comment comes from VBerg420. Hey JV, always a great show and we appreciate your efforts. Much appreciated fam. Happy 420. HODL. And our third and final featured comment comes from our very own inner dinosaur. Thanks, JV. Excellent show. I would not miss it. See y'all next time. Always a pleasure, fam. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and supporting the show. See you next time. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.